The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. I think I was in second grade in New York and with the Dominican nuns, and one of the sisters came in and she brought in a record of the first reading that you just heard. It was done by a group called the Birds. You are my age, you probably remember that, no? There's a time for everything. I thought it was very, very interesting how a rock and roll group was able to put together in a pretty polished way, this reading that you just heard. There's a time to be born, there's a time to die, there's a time to plant, there's a time to uproot, there's a time to love, there's a time to hate, there's a time for peace, there's a time for war, there's a time to embrace, there's a time not to embrace, there's a time for everything underneath the sun. It's good to memorize that verse. But the interpretation is this, is sometimes we're doing something which is maybe objectively good, but we're doing it in the wrong time and the wrong place. And this I use in the spiritual exercises program for the tantum quantum. This is the meditation I give to the people. That everything that God created is good, but sometimes we're using these goods in the wrong time, in the wrong place, and maybe even with the wrong intention. So that's the interpretation I give of the first reading, is that we have to learn how to use all God's gifts in the right time and the right place. So all of us have to meditate upon that, and we all have to make some changes because we don't always use God's talents in the right time and the right place. It's a good idea to laugh. But in the middle of a funeral to be telling jokes and laugh, that's wrong. That's wrong. So see where maybe you're a little bit askew, a little bit off the mark in using God's gifts. Okay, the Gospel, Jesus asked that question, "Who am I? Who do people say I am?" Who is Jesus for you? There are many Christological titles, many titles. Who is Jesus for you? Is he the Son of God, the Son of Mary, the Son of the Living God? Is he the Christ? Is he the Redeemer? Is he the Savior? Is he the Master? Is he the Way? Is he the Truth? Is he the Life? Is he the Lamb of God? Is he the Alpha or the Omega? Is he the principle and the end? And is he the bread of life? Is he the good shepherd? I can go on and on. I've given you about 25 different titles. No? Is he your best friend? That's a good 2-hour meditation. No? One idea, maybe a good 2-hour meditation, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Who is Jesus for you? And it might be different today than it was a year ago. I gave a short YouTube at 6 o'clock in the morning on Jesus as our friend related to the Sacred Heart. He's the friend that will never fail us. Okay, finally, let's talk a little bit about the Filipino saint. No? There are 2 canonized Filipino saints. Saint Peter Calusund, ain't I? Okay, my Tagalog is pretty weak, okay? Let's just call him St. Peter, okay? But not St. Peter Chanel, okay? You have to give me a lesson in Tagalog afterward, okay? And he was the one that was canonized most recently. And his expertise, I know, was this. He was a great catechist. And he was a lay person. But we don't celebrate him today. We celebrate San Lorenzo Weiss. I'd like to give you 3 virtues that we can learn from him. First is that he was taught in Binondo, did I say that right? Binondo, which is the outskirts of Manila, by the Dominicans. And they really catechized him well. So that's the first point I'd like to make, is that if we want to become saints, it depends on God's grace, but very important is catechesis. And that's what we do here in the parish. We spend a lot of time catechizing the little ones, the teenagers, the adults. A lot of catechesis. But it has to be orthodox. The Soul of the Apostolate by Dom Chotard says, if you're not well-formed and you start to teach, it could do much, much more damage than good if you don't know what you're talking about. So obviously, Lorenzo Weiss was well catechized, very well catechized. And he was not an archbishop or a bishop or a priest or a deacon or even a subdeacon. He was a married man. He was a married person like most of you. So he's a lay person. Okay, next is that what really impressed me about him, and we heard it in the Office of Readings, is that he was martyr, that's why we got the red. But it took 3 days of suffering. I've often thought, if I were to be a martyr, I'd like to go before the firing squad. Okay, are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot. Ah, and I'm dead. So it's over just in 1 second. None of the 3-day stuff for me, no? Gonna do it? Do it quickly, no? And that, what we pray in the opening prayer is the importance of patience. We have to learn how to suffer patiently. Very hard. Suffering patiently. Pope Pius XII, who was the Pope when I was a little tyke, he said there are 2 types of martyrdom. Red martyrdom and white martyrdom. Now white martyrdom is suffering patiently every day. And we all suffer, but maybe we don't do it very well. Pray for the grace to suffer the crosses that God gives to us patiently, day in and day out. That could be more difficult than just getting a shot in the head. Okay, here's a question for you. What, who, or what circumstance do you find yourself in that really tries your patience? Hello? here. We all have some circumstance or some person or some event that tries our patience, right? Yes, Father. We all have it. So today, ask the Lord, instead of complaining and getting angry and muttering and sputtering, ask the Lord for the grace to carry that cross patiently. Ask Him to help you with that cross. Ask the Blessed Mother too. And you'll be able to do it. Otherwise, you'll end up by wasting so many graces. So many people waste suffering. Suffering has infinite value. Amen? And lastly is his deep faith. He said he preferred dying 1,000 deaths rather than to deny Jesus Christ. 1,000 deaths. So the point I'd like to highlight finally is that we should pray for a deep faith. In the midst of the trials and the temptations and the persecutions that are already out there and they're going to come, let's pray to be faithful. Faithful soldiers, witnesses, and friends of Jesus Christ until we die. Amen.